Okay, good morning, everybody. Shavua Tov. It feels like just a few minutes ago we were right here saying Tehillim for the situation that's going on in the Beth Israel congregation outside of Dallas, and we have to say Mizmor Lasoda now that wonderful news that we woke up to very early this morning to see that the situation had been resolved, and thank God, and thank all those members of law enforcement who were able to bring the situation to a safe ending. And that actually relates directly to the halacha we were going to speak about this morning. We started talking about Psukei Dezimra and what happens if a person can't say Psukei Dezimra because they want to daven with the tzibur, the four-way machlokas about should I make up Psukei Dezimra afterwards with the brachos, without the brachos, the conclusion of the Aruch HaShulchan being Sheval Tasa Adip. So let's say there's a time for a little bit of Psukei Dezimra, but not much. The Ramah says, based on the discussion that we had, that the heart and soul of Psukei Dezimra is Tila the David, Kolmer Tila the David, Shlosha Pahom, and Bechol Yom Muvtach Lusha Ben Olam Haba, that we could actually just say the brachos, Baruch Shamari Nishtabach, and have Ashrei in the middle. Now the Aruch HaShulchan, I remember seeing this many years ago, and I really thought it was beautiful because I had never been taught it. He says, the Ramah doesn't mention this, you're not going to find this in the Beis Yosef, you're not going to find it in any of the Rishonim. But in his opinion, this entire analysis is not including Mizmor Lasoda. He feels that Mizmor Lasoda should be said al kol panim. He says, first of all, it takes 3 seconds. You know, it's so short. Second of all, he says, we have a tradition, kol ha-mizmorin asidin libatel chutz mi Mizmor Lasoda, that in the future, the only thing that's going to be left to say every single day is thank you. Thank you for our redemption. So he says, Mizmor Lasoda, in a certain sense, stands out above all of the rest of Psukei Dezimra. And so his psak halacha, again, was a little different than the way that we're very often taught. You know, when we go to school, we're told, Baruch Shamar Ashra Yishtabach. He says, no, include Mizmor Lasoda also. So this is a morning, of course, to really include Mizmor Lasoda, to think about how grateful we have to be. It's obviously not a given that the way the situation resolved, that it would be reconciled in that fashion with such a positive outcome. So this morning is really a morning for Hoda'ah, that thank God all of the hostages were released, and they were released safely without any harm whatsoever.